This is something today the Lord has made. Welcome to another edition of Friday Night Jam. Once again, I'm your host, Edgar the Talented One. I'm flying solo the first half hour tonight. And we got some incredible great guests tonight. So we have actress Marv Tiara Drain and robot maker Walt Perko. He's going to join us tonight and he's going to talk about how you can create a robot and how you can make an extra income. Well, folks, I hope you guys have a super fantastic week and a super fantastic time. And my next guest is a robot maker. And he's going to tell us how we can make robots and how to get your kids involved. Please welcome robot maker, Walt Perko. How you doing, Walt?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Great. Okay. I'm wonderful. Tell me what got you started on making robots.
Okay, well, I actually, in high school back in the 60s, I always wanted to make a robot, you know, just seeing them in the movies and on TV, but I never did. You know, work and life was always taking up too much time. But then in 2006, after I retired, I was playing online first-person shooter games, and I realized that the kids that come in at 3 o'clock after school lets out end up talking to perverts and predators all the time. So I decided at that point that I should be able to build some kind of little robot toy where kids can play with other kids in the same room, and so they're learning to play nice and they're safe from predators and perverts and things online.
Okay.
Through that process, I've gone through several different types of robot designs, and I finally, after, you know, I teach free classes mostly for beginner robotics to kids and 3D CAD modeling and stuff like that, scouts, you know, and boys and girls clubs. And from talking to parents and teachers, I figured out a better education program than the current programs that exist today. And so I designed a little circuit board called, I call it RoboGuts. And around that, there's lessons. I have 25 lessons online that are free for anybody to use. And then there's X projects. After you do the lessons, you learn about electronics and programming and how to use phonemes for make talk robots or animatronics speak and sing songs. You do the X projects where you're actually building little robot toys or animatronics. And so I've got all that stuff online. All the files for 3D printing your own plastic parts are online for free. Download it, 3D print your own plastic parts. And basically, you can learn just enough to be dangerous with electronics. You can become a good programmer because I use structured programming style with a language designed around structured programming, which is the Pickaxe Basic is the best of the versions of programming languages I could find for doing teaching and that for people to learn how to write good programs. And then, of course, you're learning the phonemes for speech and singing. And it's a lot of fun, and the lessons are so easy, five-year-olds can do it, but they're designed for all ages.
Wow. Are robots hard to make?
No. The kits I designed, they're actually easier to make through the kits I designed than most of the kits that are online, and a hell of a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper because my profit margin is I'm aiming for $1 a kit profit margin, whereas online, of course, you know, the markups are a lot higher.
Wow. Okay, you have a robot show on YouTube. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, almost all the robots that I've built are on YouTube. There's hundreds of videos, and BillyBot is the main character. BillyBot started out as just a single-frame cartoon character that I was making for robot clubs and whoever, anybody was interested. It would just be one picture with BillyBot or some other robot in there and a little caption to go along with it, you know, that, you know, I was trying to keep them all educational, but that's pretty much impossible. And my humor isn't very good, but they're okay. So BillyBot was this cartoon character, and I'd email that out once a week. I've been doing that since about 2007. Once a week, send out a RoboToons cartoon. But then a few people asked me if there were T-shirts. So I set it up online for a company to do T-shirts, but actually they stopped doing it. I'm not sure exactly what went on, but they sold out and don't do the T-shirts anymore. But if people want T-shirts, I can give them a design they can use to get T-shirts. There are cheaper places to do that. So I made a couple T-shirts for myself, and I was wearing them around. And then people started asking me where they could buy the toy. And I was thinking, like, well, you know, he's just the initial design is based on some real parts, hobby parts. So I started looking at building one. And I printed out the 3D plastic parts and started trying to figure out how I could fit everything in to make a real robot that could at least move around and blink lights. And the first one I made was on a little breadboard with just components plugged into the breadboard. But I found there's really not enough room to do that in the Billy Bot character. So then looking at other controllers and that robot controllers online, I couldn't find anything small enough to do the job where I could get everything done. So I designed my own. That's the RoboGut circuit board. It's the same footprint as an Arduino board, but about 10 times smarter design, so that you can build small robots and that can talk and sing in any language, and it makes it a lot easier and cheaper to build robots or animatronics also. And the ease of it is all the connectors are on my circuit board, so you don't have to make fancy wiring or figure out ways to hook up like on an Arduino board. You know, if you want to hook up five servo motors like BillyBot uses for his two wheels and his two arms and his neck, you know, it just can't fit inside a BillyBot. There's no room for everything because you have to make up all this extra wiring. My thing, everything just plugged right in on the board and bang, you're done. So you don't spend any time soldering or making weird wiring and stuff like that. You just do the lessons. Everything just plugs in. You do the lessons. And after the lessons, just 3D print your parts and they snap together pretty easily. You know, the mini floppy bots, you can snap one of them together in about 3 seconds. So you spend all your time learning the science, technology, engineering, and math instead of, like with the Lego programs, people just sit there building Legos all the time. They're not really learning much.
Oh, cool. How do you program the robot voices?
That's using phonemes. The chip, there's a little synthesizer chip that I use on the RoboGuts board. It's called the SpeakJet chip. And it's a guy I think he's in Alabama, and he custom makes them in his house and ships them out to online shops and stuff. And so I designed it around there. I tried 5 or 6 different synth chips, different systems for speech and singing, but I found that this chip works the best. I wish the quality was better, but for the money, it works great. You know, you can spend a lot, hundreds of dollars, and get better quality sound, but these chips are a lot cheaper and do a pretty damn good job. And so I developed a little kit that plugs in on the USB port on your computer, and so you run a free program that creates the speech and singing on your computer, and then from there, you copy-paste the code that it creates into the basic program that actually works on the RoboGuts board to make it talk and sing.
Wow. Okay, you're going to play a little thing for us with the robot. And, folks, I'm excited. So he's going to play a little something for us, how the robot talks. Okay, so we will love to hear it.
I have BillyBot all waiting here. He's anxious to get going, so here he goes.
All right. Listen, folks. It's BillyBot.
My name is BillyBot. This is Titus from Joby on the radio. Welcome to the El Robotorium Talk. I am a robot just circuit board. Christmas in order. New Year in order, too. Now it's time to learn how to make things that can talk and sing in any language. A RoboGuts that you take on is only cost $850. The value www.r2dvplus.com. Okay, I will shut up now.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that's Billy Bud.
Oh, wow.
And the neat thing is, the program samples for stuff like this with the speech already in for singing songs. They can, you know, like all the songs that they sing are songs that I've written myself. So I've got, you know, four or five, I don't know, really know how many songs that they sing. One of them is called This Is America. That's a patriotic song I wrote back in the late 80s. Another one is Santa's Workshop. And I actually have three different robots timed together, and they sing along with a MIDI file, the Santa's Workshop song. So, and that sounds really cool, because you can hear the resonance of the different voices.
Wow.
But, if you go to the r2pv1.com webpage, you'll see, I forget what song, I think he's singing the song Electronic. That's one of the songs I wrote for the robots. It's Electronic. And so you can see a little video there, and right underneath that video is a link that takes you to other videos showing the robots telling jokes and singing other songs.
Wow. Can you tell us the other characters that you have a part of the robot group?
Okay, well, there's the Billy Bots, and I have male versions and female versions. Basically, it's just a change of the design on the head. I'm hoping that as people start 3D printing their own parts, they actually design, you know, changes. They, you know, like they can design a new head.
Wow.
Take the original head design, copy it, and change it, and make it, you know, customize it to their liking. And so that's the Billy Bots, the male and female versions. Then I got the mini floppy bots, and I don't know how many of those. I got a whole bunch of those. There must be at least 30 different faces for the mini floppy bots. And again, the files are online for free, and including face blanks. So you get the face blank, and you can either do 3D CAD modeling to add to the face to make your own face, because it's just a blank board, but it has the little snap-on devices on the back of that. That's all there. So you just, you know, design your face. Or if you really want to do arts and crafts like for little kids, you can just 3D print the blank plate that's the face board, and then use a 3D pen and draw using a 3D plastic pen that melts plastic like a 3D printer, and draw a face on there, draw designs, whatever you want, onto the plate to use as a face. That's
wow.
Mini floppy bots. But then I got, you know, other projects like the DARE project. That's a dual arm industrial robot, DAIR. It's about 20 inches tall. It has two arms. It's like those robots you see building cars and that, except this is for home hobbyists to build. And it uses hobby servos. But the one I built, after experimenting with it, I thought, well, if it gets within an inch of accuracy, that'll be cool for playing with. But actually, I found out that it's within about it's actually about a millimeter of it. Accuracy from when it moves from one place to the other. It can move it within a millimeter of accuracy. Millimeter is like a 32nd of an inch, 25th of an inch. So
wow.
It's pretty accurate movement. And I've thought of putting a head on it with a camera so it can pick out colors and move them around. But, you know, but money and time are two things I don't have enough of.
I heard that. Well, also, you also plan to work on a movie about the robots.
Yeah, well, that's why I've got hundreds of these little demo videos. I'm learning how to make movies, because I've been doing all this myself. So I built a theater using PVC pipe. I built a theater in front of my flat screen TV, and I've been just making little demo videos and slowly learning how to make them better. And you know, I'm still, the hardest part is actually the script writing. I am not good at making jokes or writing scripts, but, you know, I just keep plugging away at it, and I'm really hoping that, like, if elementary schools take off with the RoboGuts program, you know, the whole lesson kits and stuff, the kids in elementary school, because this is where the art comes in. There's, the art comes in as painting the colors, different colors on the robots so that they look better than just one plain color that the 3D printer printed, but also creating scripts and doing little plays. And so that's what I've done. You know, one of the videos I did, I've done it twice now, and I'm still not satisfied with the quality, but they're both online on YouTube. Wow. And it's called "I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up." And so the robot, the robot's running around. You know, he's running around. One robot's doing a speech, and the other robot's running around complaining. And then he falls over, and then he starts crying out for help and that because he fell and he can't get up.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's fun stuff like that. It's you know, another little skit was I have one of the Billy Bots in front of the elevator in the apartment where I live. And so he's waiting in front of the elevator, and he's saying, like, I asked the lady to push the elevator button for me, but all she did was poke me in the belly button.
That's hilarious. Well, my question is this. We got people that's listening, and if they're interested, how can they get a hold of you?
On the website, r2pv1.com, it means ready to play version 1.com. There's a link right at the top right corner. Click on that. It says contact. It takes them down, gives them email address, phone number, and even my street address. If they want to order something, they can send me, you know, an order or something that way. You know, just send me a check and I'll mail you a kit.
Oh, great.
And on the webpage, just above where my contact is, you can scroll up a little bit. You can see the different variations of how to buy either a RoboGuts board bear or one with chips on it, or just buy a whole kit. Buying the whole kit is the best way to go because you get the essential parts for lessons, and it's enough parts that you can build one or two animatronics or little robot kits from it. And all you have to do is 3D print your own plastic parts.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I hope things goes well for you, and I just want to thank you for talking to us and being a guest on our show, and I hope things go great for you.
Yeah, I really appreciate being a guest on your show. I'm bad at marketing, so you know, every little bit helps, and if someone likes it from the radio program, you know, maybe they can pass it on, and I'll be sure and add the links to my website, too, for the show, so people can find it.
Oh, no problem. Well, it's my pleasure, man. Thanks for having you, and good luck with the robot thing, and I'm sure it's going to do very well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Wal Porco, the robot man. Oh, my God. Got some great things. So I think you guys should get your kids into robots. Get them involved. All right, coming up real soon, the FNJ Entertainment Report with Shannon Eccles.